Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
First service, I forgot my glasses and was so distracted by the fact that I could not see a thing, so got smarter this time. I'm going to start today by telling you a little story. A long time ago, a teenage boy came to know Christ. As his heart was transformed by the Holy Spirit, he began praying for those in his life who did not know Jesus. With faith and patience, he continued praying for years as he watched his loved ones struggle through life without a compass. One by one, in God's own timing, this young man was blessed to watch his siblings, his brothers-in-law, and even his parents come to know the Lord and open their lives to God's will and healing love. This teenage boy was my brother, Chris. Since my salvation 18 years ago, my spiritual journey has had its own unique path. I won't stand here and bore you with the details, other than to tell you that it's only been in the last few years that God has revealed to me what a life really is. With the help of good Christian friends, some dedicated study of the Word, and the true faith-inspired teaching of our own Pastor Rich, I have been reintroduced to myself as an extraordinarily blessed, fully redeemed, and much loved child of God. I didn't cry in the first service. Once again, in the Lord's perfect timing, I have been presented with an opportunity to join my brother Chris on a mission trip to Honduras this summer. What an incredible gift to see the fruit of God's plan revealed in this way. So on July 20th, I will board a plane bound for Tegucigalpa, Honduras, to do whatever my brother sees fit, which is a scary thought since he used to tie me to a tree for recreation when we were young. Our team is built through a three-way partnership involving Predison, not Prediston, who is the guy in Haiti, so I know it's a little confusing, but Predison, which is a Honduras-based mission, the Potter School, which is a homeschool support organization, and the Community Church of Chesapeake, or CCC, where my brother leads as a pastor. The Potter School and CCC have worked with Predison for several years to develop a long-term relationship with the communities of San Antonio and Las Flores, Honduras. They are both small communities up in the mountains near Catacamas, Honduras. They're each about 45 to 50 people. They lack basic amenities such as medical care, clean water, and the things that we take for granted. I've lost my place. I am so sorry. I shouldn't look up. So during our stay, we'll work with the community children, assisting with health checks, and as well as helping with English classes and providing gospel-centered activities in the schools. Our team also supplies building materials for needed construction projects like latrines and home repair, church repair. But most importantly, our team will be deeply involved in discipleship and spiritual encouragement through Bible studies, home visits, and faithful counsel. Much like the work that's done in Haiti by our team who left today, our time spent each year in Honduras by this team is very relational. It's developed over several years. The overall goal is to encourage a model of ministry there that reaches out, multiplies, shares the love of Jesus with the communities in remote Honduras. Please join me in praying that God would work in my heart and through the actions of our team, that lives would be changed, and for a fearless journey in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.